The Defense Department's made a pretty significant change to the way it's going to buy products and services from GSA's schedules program. Instead of relying on the GSA's determination that the government's already getting a good deal from the vendors in its program, the new rules appear to require DOD's own contracting officers to do the very same thing. Federal News Radio DOD reporter Jared Serbu here to talk about the change in this week's edition of Inside the DOD Reporter's Notebook. Jared, what's the significance of this change and how did it come about?
Well, the significance is in debate, I think, right now, even when you talk to people out there in the vendor world. But I think one of the things that they're worried about right now is that this decision from DOD might kind of start to chip away at one of what they think is one of the bedrock principles behind the whole GSA schedules program. You know, and one of the main points of creating it in the first place was that GSA makes those kinds of determinations about pricing in the first place at the contract level so that the rest of the government doesn't have to repeat that same process over and over again every time Agency X wants to buy a box of paperclips. So the idea is GSA can figure out what are reasonable prices for the kind of stuff the government buys all the time so that the Interior Department doesn't have to put out a full request for proposals and jump through all the hoops that are associated with that for the same thing that, you know, DHS might have bought yesterday. And so that's kind of one of the main things that makes the schedules relevant to the entire federal procurement process, I think. Vendors, in a lot of cases, put a lot of work into getting a contract with GSA to get on the schedules just to be part of that game that's supposed to simplify the entire acquisition process. But if there's one more thing that makes the process less simple, there's a lot of concern that if you're, let's say, a contracting officer in the Air Force, you decide it's not worth your time to go through this process of, you know, layering your own pricing determinations on top of what GSA's already done. And that kind of thing happens enough across DOD, it tends to undermine the whole point of the schedules, which is to kind of be this central government-wide marketplace.
It's a pretty technical passage that you quote inside the reporter's notebook. GSA's determination does not relieve the ordering activity contracting officer from the responsibility of making a determination of fair and reasonable pricing for individual orders, blanket purchase agreements, and orders under BPAs. That sounds pretty technical, but they lay it out pretty clearly there, it sounds to me. Essentially, they're saying, don't take GSA's word for it.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I kind of jumped ahead of myself. I should have explained that a little bit more clearly. So in the Federal Acquisition Regulation right now, there is a presumption that anything on the schedules is priced at fair and reasonable levels. It also strongly encourages agencies to go out and negotiate for discounts from those schedule prices that are already on the schedules, but it does not require them to go in and make their own determinations at the level of an individual purchase of whether they're paper clips, whether they're lawn mowing services, whatever it is, about whether those prices are fair and reasonable, because GSA is already supposed to have done that. This change by DOD, which they issued just a couple weeks ago, now requires DOD contracting officers, even if they're for relatively simple items that don't require them to go out for a new statement of work, to make those determinations on their own. And there's a lot of concern within the contracting community out there in the private sector that this is going to layer on a new level of bureaucracy that's going to make the schedules, which have been in effect for, you know, decades at this point, less relevant and defeat the purpose of them entirely, which was supposed to streamline and simplify the acquisition process for things that, again, the government buys consistently and all the time and doesn't need to do an RFP for.
I'm struck by the response from GSA, because it sounds to me, what I am interpreting your reporting as meaning is, as I said, the Department of Defense is telling its contracting officers, don't take GSA's word for it. And I figured GSA's response would be not too positive, but you're reporting GSA, it doesn't really seem to be very surprised by this and figures that other agencies might start to do it too.
It was an interesting response. From what I'm told, the agency is not very happy about what DOD has done privately. Publicly, they say they're completely okay with it. They say they completely support anything that lets government agencies get a better deal. And this very well may let DOD get a better deal. So they would, you know, once a contracting officer goes through that independent pricing determination, he or she very well may find a better deal on one of the other, you know, award vehicles, acquisition vehicles that the Air Force, the Army, whoever has available to them. But I think the concern is, what value does that add to the process if you're spending that amount of time going out and making those determinations? That's the concern at this point, I think.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu, inside the DOD reporter's notebook. And the other big story that caught my attention in your piece this week is something that I'm amazed didn't get more attention than it did. You reported on this, but you have some more details. And that is the fact that in the continuing saga of the Department of Defense's search for an electronic health record system, the Department of Veterans Affairs continues to insist that it wants them to consider the VISTA system. And it seems to me it seems like we're 102 years into this whole process.
Right.
And if DOD was going to take VISTA, they would have taken it before. And they don't seem to be interested, and I find it curious that VA continues to push and push and push on this.
Yeah, so what VA Secretary Eric Shinseki said this week was that, just to back up for a second, DOD made it very clear last year that they were going to pursue their own acquisition strategy and go out and buy a commercial solution after all this saga of potentially trying to create a single integrated health record for both DOD and VA. So now what DOD is doing is they're going out and pursuing this commercial solution. VA, in the meantime, is trying to upgrade its own existing health record called VISTA. It's done that through two different routes, basically. It's developing it in-house as it always has done, but it's also, you know, released the entire source code to the open source community. So it's got private vendors and people who are just volunteering their time helping to upgrade it. So what Shinseki said this week is he wants to pay attention to what DOD wants in its future healthcare record so that it can be part of the competition. So he thinks VISTA still has a potential opportunity to be DOD's ultimate solution, which seems unlikely given what DOD has said so far about how it wants to go its own way and how it doesn't want, how it thinks its requirements are different from VISTA. But his quote this week was, as DOD declares requirements, if we don't have the capability in our own system, we're going to build it into our electronic health record, VISTA. So as they get down that path to where DOD is ready to make a decision, VA can compete with whatever other private vendors are out there. The depressing part about this whole thing, Francis, was Shinseki said he doesn't expect that decision point to happen until 3 or 4 years from now, after all the turmoil we've gone through in this already. So that's disappointing.
Yeah, that's 2017 or 2018. And what I find fascinating, Jared, is I talked to a source this week who has familiarity with both the VA side of this and the DOD side of this. And the question this person raised is, well, if DOD does take VISTA, the question is which version? Because VISTA isn't uniformly deployed. The same versions aren't uniformly deployed at every single VA outlet across the country.
That's right, and that's totally true. So VISTA has multiple incarnations right now, and those incarnations are probably going to grow as private vendors build on that source code that has been opened up and make their own, you know, commercial implementations of VISTA. And that's ultimately what VA is probably going to try to convince DOD to ultimately consume once it reaches a decision point and what it wants to buy in that commercial competition. But the ultimate point, I think both departments are consistent on this. It doesn't matter that much that we're both using the same system. I think that would be ideal. I think both departments think that would be ideal if it could be done in a way that accommodates the culture of both departments. But the most important thing is getting the data, the health data exchanged between VA's computers and DOD's computers. So that's what they're focused on right now. And Jonathan Woodson, the Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs, made it clear in testimony this week that that's where DOD is focusing its attention. Whether or not we're both using the same IT system, we're really focused on creating this common data dictionary and other things that let us exchange data with VA. Whether we're using the same exact IT system or not, we need to be able to talk to each other. And that's not necessarily dependent on whether we're, you know, using VISTA or something else.
And I don't know how much more he could plainly say without saying it. We don't have any intention of using VISTA at all.
I read that the same way.
Federal News Radio DOD reporter Jared Serbu, inside the reporter's notebook. Great to talk to you as always.
You too, sir.